We Catholics can be very peculiar people. We obsess about sin and about falling and about our distance from God, and we tend to take grace rather for granted. In many ways, today's parable plays with that peculiarity. Our attention is drawn firstly to the sower, who is unbelievably promiscuous, sowing in every corner and place, not only on the field, but on the dry ground, on the trodden path, in the thickets, and in places where no reasonable sower would be expected to sow expensive seed. But once that seed has been sown, there's some of it that bears great fruit. And of course, it is that great fruit which once again enters the cycle of sowing, the cycle of abundance, so that even the rough places, even the trodden path, can become a land of plenty, a source of much growth and of much fruitfulness. And because we obsess so much about sin, and because we pay such little attention to grace, taking it for granted, we often seek out in each other the sinfulness, the distance, the hardness that the parable speaks of. We can so easily identify in one another the ones with the thickets, the ones with no root in them, the ones on the hard, trodden path. But of course, this whole field of experience and of possibility is our life. Each of us has a thicket, a hard trodden path, an unfertile bit of ground, a place where the birds peck and carry away before we can even begin to grow. The entire span of the parable is ourselves. And we can obsess about the birdie parts, the whipping away parts, the thicket parts, the ruined paths of our lives. Yet the parable draws us to the point where we contemplate the fruitfulness, the ear of wheat bearing in plenty and scattering itself in all fertility into every single corner of the field of ourselves, of the terrain of ourselves. That in those places where grace has taken root, often unnoticed, it is producing fruit. That the life of God in our lives does produce fruit. Fruit in such abundance that it can get scattered to the point where even the birds are so sated they will not come down and peck away again. To the point where even the thickets can be overwhelmed by the fruitfulness of grace in our lives. Where even the hardest rock and the most well-trodden path can be broken open by the seed finding its root and finding its life in those places in the terrain of our lives. The parable is not about the loss of fruitfulness, but about the abundance which brings us joy, the abundance that is present to each one of us, the abundance of grace, which slowly and surely overwhelms by its fruitful growth every hard and rocky part of our own interior terrain. We give thanks that God, the promiscuous sower, bears fruit in abundance, that every terrain in our life becomes transformed into the fertile field. Amen.